The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. I shall ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we shall come to him and make our home with him. Those who do not love me do not keep my words. And my word is not my own, it is the word of the one who sent me. I said these things to you while still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all I have said to you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Can we do another Alleluia without notice? Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. Praise God. All right. I've got a worldwide reputation for upsetting musicians, but they're very good. The essence of good liturgy is to be adaptable and versatile and just be able to... Wonderful, wonderful praise. Thank you, thank you, thank you. There will be more. There will be more. There was a great feast day, a great day in the church. Two things about the Holy Spirit. If you keep my commandments, my Father will come to you and we shall make our home in you, and I will send the Holy Spirit, the Advocate, who will teach you everything, remind you of all I've said to you, be a witness to me in your life. The indwelling of the Holy Spirit is the power behind our spirituality. The indwelling of the Holy Spirit, the knowledge, knowing that God is dwelling in my heart, that God is with me, that he and I are one. That knowledge is given to us by Jesus many times. Only 2 weeks ago we had the gospel, and it's given to us again today. And the key to the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in the Gospel of John, and get it, if you keep my word, then my Father will make his home in you. And the word of Jesus, the commandment of Jesus, is that you love one another. The key to the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, the indwelling of God in our heart, is forgiveness. We say in the Our Father, "God, forgive us. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." That means treat me the way I treat them. And, you know, it's a hard call in our life, forgiveness. It's an impossible call. It's the key to Christianity. Why should I forgive people? Because Jesus forgave me. And you can't argue with that. You can't argue with that at all. And you can't say that's unfair or God is unreasonable, that Jesus doesn't understand. He got the worst deal of all time. I meant to tell you in the story of the prodigal son some 10 weeks ago. You know, we like to think about which one of the two boys got the worst deal. You know, they were both very naughty boys. The only one that got a bad deal was the fatted calf. Both of the boys got a really good deal from the father, all right? Yeah, so the key to the Holy Spirit, the spiritual life, make no doubt about it, get it clear today. The key from the word of Jesus is if you keep my commandment, the Father will dwell with you. He'll come and live with you. And this commandment is to love one another as he has loved us. Not just maybe love, not conditional love, unconditional love, the love of Jesus for one another. You can't love the whole world, but you can love the whole world one at a time. And sometimes you have to with the grace of God. Amen?
Amen.
The second part about the Holy Spirit is when the Holy Spirit is manifested to the world, like we read in the first reading. And when the Holy Spirit is manifested to the world, there are signs and wonders. You notice what happens. When the Spirit came upon the church, there was a roaring noise and there was fire. They were the two signs. And the miracle of all miracles was the miracle of the gift of language, so that everybody could understand what was happening. When the Spirit works, the Spirit is manifest and is seen to happen. Do we call that working through the gifts of the Holy Spirit? The Spirit of God came upon the church, and everybody that was there noticed that the Spirit of God came on the church. The miracle of language, one of the many, many different types of gifts of tongues in the Acts of the Apostles, the Spirit of language that was given so that all the nations of the world could understand. And in that list that went from Iraq round through Jerusalem, round through Egypt, back round through Tripoli and all the African states of the world and back to Rome, somewhere in there, one of your ancestors was blessed by the Holy Spirit at Pentecost when the Spirit came upon the church. So we expect God to work in our lives and in our church and in the way we move. We expect that through the gifts of the Holy Spirit, through the power gifts, through faith and miracles and for healings. We expect to see it through praise and great prayer and great holiness. And as you prayed and prayed so much preparing for this feast, as I know you have, and my congratulations for that. Keep going. Remember two things. God dwells in my heart. God dwells in my heart. I'm given the Spirit so that I can give it away. I'm not given the Spirit to keep me, be holier than Joe, and to be always walking around knowing that God loves me and God cares for me, and I'm the most important person in the world. That's true, as far as God is concerned. But it's not the only truth. I'm given the Spirit of God so that I can give the Spirit away. The Spirit of God is given so that I can give it to others. I receive it through forgiveness. I give it away through the power of the church and the community to which I live. The Spirit of God didn't come down on Peter. The Spirit of God came down on the church. And we are the church. And God's Spirit wants to move. And if we allow the Spirit of God to move, the key to it all, and we've had it many times in recent weeks, and you've had it many times in your teaching, the key to it all is forgiveness. The key to forgiveness is to look at the cross and to see and behold the face of Jesus in his sufferings, and to know that through his resurrection, he has given us new life. Praise God. Amen.